the Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Today's question is, why does a mirror grow dark? If you glance at yourself in a looking glass and notice that you're beginning to look a little dull around the edges, or have maybe even developed black spots, it isn't because the mirror on the wall is refusing to reflect your despicable countenance or is paling at the magnificence of your beauty. Instead, as with so many other things in life, there's a scientific reason for the phenomena. A mirror can be robbed of its reflective power by the chemical reaction known as oxidation. When you look at yourself in a mirror, the light photons that fall into it rebound in a very exact, orderly way. Your mirror image is created by this process of specular reflection. The glass isn't the reflective surface, by the way. It's nothing more than a transparent medium that serves to protect the real mirror behind the glass, a razor-thin, highly polished layer of silver or aluminum. Both of these metals have a very high reflection factor, which is a precondition for achieving a clear mirror image. Silver reflects more light than any other metal, well over 99% of it. Unfortunately, mirrors made of silver have a drawback. They can grow dark and acquire those ugly black spots. Silver is a noble metal, which means that it doesn't chemically react with very many substances. But if it comes into contact with sulfur, its noble character begins to reveal flaws. A dark brown film of silver sulfide can form on the surface of the lustrous metal. You can observe the same effect with silverware as it tarnishes. Hydrogen sulfide gas in the air collect on the shiny surface, and it starts to darken. The silver sulfide created by the reaction has different atomic properties than pure silver and also reacts very differently to light rays. These are no longer reflected, but absorbed instead. Silver sulfide swallows the incoming light photons, which darkens the mirror. The reflective surface of the mirror is therefore sealed with a lacquer as well to provide protection from such corrosion. The sealant prevents the layer of metal from coming into contact with the air, thereby stopping the oxidation reaction before it starts. Over time, however, the seal can become permeable, especially around the edges of the mirror. There, sulfur particles can seep in and start to blacken the surface. That's just one of the reasons that nowadays, most household mirrors are made with aluminum instead of silver. The surface reflectivity of aluminum drops as well if the mirror's corrosion prevention sealant is damaged. If the metal comes into contact with oxygen in the air, it reacts by turning into aluminum oxide, a dull, silver-gray substance with poor reflective properties. That's why aluminum mirrors are coated and sealed in a vacuum. Otherwise, an oxidation layer would form nearly instantly on the shiny new surface. To wrap things up, here's something philosophical to reflect on. I say, chemistry is the mirror for beholding the world. Keep looking into it and you'll never run out of new discoveries. Thanks for listening and join me again soon. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.